There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Back to and welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I know for those of you watching, hour number two, by the way, great to be with you. So maybe you recognize this. This is actually an older shirt, an older look. Previously, you've been watching me wearing the tie, and I'll get back to that. I did that yesterday. We'll kind of mix it in. But my wife actually said, she said, if you want to reach a younger audience, you need to look more, I don't know, a little more hip or something, I guess.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. You look so hip. You look so cool. I feel the thousands coming in now from the Gen Zs.
There you go. So we'll see. You guys, y'all can let me know. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Welcome aboard hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, I really encourage you to be sure and get that. John Euler was with me for the second half. We got heavily into issues regarding personal trauma and what that is about and how God uses that. We talked about the young man, Damar Hamlin, who was injured last night in the football game, and prayers for him. I mentioned about the vax situation, which I think, you know, according to Dr. Peter McCullough, an expert cardiologist, he said there's no question in his mind that there was a role that the vaccine played in that. But more importantly than anything, I talked about how God wins and how we as the church need to rise up. And last night, once again, and I said this when we went through all the lockdowns and everything else and everything shut down and businesses closed and all that kind of stuff took place. The word God gave me was, as he said, I'm stopping everything to refocus us.
Mm-hmm.
Some did. Many did not. Now,
exactly.
There were a lot of things that came out of that. What John and I talked about last half hour, the trans movement and what's going on and the destruction of our children's innocence became very apparent. Parents became aware of what was happening in schools. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute here as we get into the issue of Kwanzaa, CRT, that continued impetus. And that was one of the things that came out as a result of the shutdowns, parents realizing the lies that were being propagated against their children. But yeah. What God did last night was, is he stopped everything, including betting and the football game. And God said, hey, I'm here, take a knee.
Yeah. The one time in the NFL where they took a knee for a good purpose, you know, yeah. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 11 says that God will send a greater delusion upon the people when they don't recognize Satan for his wickedness.
Yeah.
And for too long, we've had the abominations of LeBron James and those in the NFL circles who pass condemnation upon the Lord, I believe, upon this country and upon their own. They were willing to sacrifice their faith, their businesses, their intentions. They were willing to sacrifice everything in order to prove that the jab was holier than thou. And unfortunately, and I presumed I had not read too much into that particular story. I knew that that was breaking last night when I was on the air. But I had presumed that on one moment there would be a time, and it's not the first time in a college sport. It has happened in college basketball. It's happened in soccer. But apparently it just goes to show the inhumanity of it all that, quite frankly, it only matters if it happens to a LeBron James or Lamar Jackson or something of that particular nature. And the unfortunate thing is that many of these individuals were willing to sacrifice their very lives just to be politically correct, just to be a part of the Kevin Garnetts of the world. So while Kyrie Irving was saying, heck no, I'm not standing in line for this jab.
Right.
You can take all the money in the world from me if you want to, but I won't do it. While they were angry with the Green Bay quarterback,
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
For saying, you know, you can keep that and it's worth being fine. I am very saddened that so many were willing to take the risk at the risk of their very lives to play their sport. To me, it doesn't make sense at all.
Well, I think a lot of it, Ken, is truly, I mean, we have to recognize the amount of indoctrination that has happened. Yeah. We have to realize the level of disinformation that has taken place. And the Saul Alinsky, and Michael Hambrick and I will talk about that a little later in the program, but the Saul Alinsky tactics that have been used to label people like you and I as crazies and radicals, to label networks like TECN as, you know, dangers. This January 6th review, I'm going to have someone on to talk about that probably the first part of next week. But I'll get into that several times. But, you know, you think about what's in there. I've been promoting that folks need to look at Rules of Engagement, the Waco story. And the and that documentary film, Out of the Shadows.
You also had President Joe Biden basically state, "I'll take over every business in America," and force you all to take the jab. The NFL, you know, fell for that. Amazon fell for that. There's so many people out there right now who have suffered because of the oppression that came with the jab and with COVID. And I just wanted to say, I admire each and every host that's on this particular television network, because I know that I lost a great deal of revenue from people that jumped the ship in March of 2020, who said, you know what, I refuse to advertise on your television network because of your opinion. Now, if you give up your opinion, you know, then we will advertise and we will come alongside you and we will be with you. But I refuse to be the Salem Network. I refuse to be one of those conservative groups that would speak one way out of this side of the neck and speak the other way out of this side of the neck. And you all think I'm cool with that. No, I told everyone on my television network that we were not going to push the jab. We were not going to push the COVID misinformation from the CDC and Dr. Fauci.
Right.
And these guys, when you look at Pastor Greg, and listen, get your cup. when you look at Pastor Greg and the sacrifice that he made, when you look at all of the other hosts on TECN.TV who decided, you know what, I'd rather be on the side of God than on the side of mammon. I give glory unto God for that, because they sacrifice a great deal of money. They sacrifice a great deal of time. And they were on the right side of history. The unfortunate thing is that many people died on the wrong side of history.
And we continue to have to push this, and we continue to have to educate. And that's the thing. This is a long-term issue and a long-term commitment. I want to get to the issue of Kwanzaa and its beginnings, because that's another part of the disinformation campaign that has bound people, separated people, divided people, and continued to promote the racism that Marxism needs, that communism needs, in order for its control.
Exactly. Marxism required a spiritual tentacle. You all know that Karl Marx was as anti-God as any other atheist. And in this particular situation, that doesn't fly well with the conservative base and the Christian base of the Black community. And in order for people that hated white people and hated God, in order for them to spread the errors of Marxism, communism, and socialism, they had to marry it with something that was spiritual for the Black community. Ron Everett, and I refuse to call him by his current name because it means that he's God and he isn't God, came up in the 60s with this idea of the seven pillars of Marxism, or at least Kwanzaa, as a way of introducing it to the Black community on a spiritual level. It was picked up by the Symbionese Liberation Army, David DeFries, the Patty Hearst situation.
Yeah.
The seven principles there. And the intent of the seven principles was to declare a literal war, a revolutionary war on the United States of America. And so when you practice Kwanzaa, you are practicing not only a hatred for white people, because that's exactly what Ron Everett said he created it for, to hate. Not only he was not offended at all with what David DeFreeze did with Kwanzaa, he said that we created it not only for what he intended, but also because we hate white people. And it was our way of spreading something that was plausible to Christians and to blacks. And you also have, in this particular situation, which is one other thing quickly, the only way that you can justify your Marxist beliefs while you're standing in the pulpit, because there's nothing in the Bible,
So hold that thought, Ken, because we are coming back. We got 7 minutes on the other side, and we're going to talk about that exact thing. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is the CEO and chairman of TECN.TV, Mr. Kenneth McClinton. And you were talking about these, the seven pillars, and something else that you mentioned, and Pastor Dave McQuell, who is on our network, has said this, and he's in Africa, by the way. There is no Kwanzaa and no seven pillars in Africa. This has no actual roots, apparently, in the black community. It was created by this Ron Evers.
It was created by Ron Evers as a way of entangling the Christian church. And I want people to understand that this is not new. This is not a situation where you become unawares. Jesus even foretold that there would come those who would prophesy amiss and lead the sheep astray. In order for blacks to come on board with Marxism, you needed an opportunity to reach them spiritually. And so when you talk about Umoja and Kuja Chakalia and Ujima, and you are also going through the radical 60 period where Black Power and all of that was coming on board, you needed something to go into the churches to disciple the men and women who were behind the pulpit to captivate them with the Marxist ideology, to let them know that their blackness is in tune with Marxism. And so God is okay with that. Nowhere in the Bible does God endorse Marxism. Nowhere in the Bible does God endorse the hatred of the races. In fact, he says, I am no particular picker of persons. And so you have to transition people into that flavor of spirit. And Satan's job, and I don't know why people get upset with Satan. It's his job. It's what I do. It's in my nature. John 10:10, I steal, I kill, I destroy. It's what I do. The same Satan that will help you abort your baby is the same Satan that will come in and tell you that God, by faith, wants you to accept Marxism, which is absolutely opposed to God in the first place. And so we have over 2/3 of black populations in terms of churches. And this is also going on in the Catholic Church with liberation theology and so on.
Right.
We have the same things happening in these churches, and it's tearing families apart, and it's taking away the responsibilities and the authorities of we as ministers to preach the gospel. I'm not talking pastors. I'm talking about individuals, Matthew 28:18-20. We have a responsibility to preach the gospel, and we're supposed to preach what Jesus taught, not what the world allows. And so in this particular situation, Ron Everett, who tortured two women, and they're vile. If you listen to the interview, forgive me, the show that I did last week on Kwanzaa and Marxism, but talking about the fact that he was responsible for the murder of two men on the campus of UCLA, that he tortured women, that he has a racial preference when it comes to black women, that they have to be light not dark. And that he is married to the woman who helped, well, quasi-married. I don't know what the relationship is completely. He's either practicing bigamy or somehow he's married to a Hispanic woman who helped torture the women during the time period that he was holding them captive. And that same man is responsible for Kwanzaa.
2 Corinthians 11:4 says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with it." That's the strong delusion you talked about. And here's what God's word says about that issue. Galatians 1:8. "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed."
Accursed.
Accursed. Folks, this is very bad, very serious, and the timing of it couldn't be more significant. We're going to run out of time here. Ken, I will invite you to come back.
Love you, man.
I look forward to having you back on the program again. We'll talk more about this, about the CRT issue, about another issue that has infested the Black church, which is the Black Hebrew nationalist movement that came up. Another heresy that has infested into the church. And we'll talk about all of that.
Let me just quickly say this. If you have accepted Kwanzaa as a principle for your pulpit, then you need to repent, turn around, and follow Jesus and your congregation as well. You must deny this that you may follow Christ.
Amen. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
See you. There we go. All right. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses, and I'm very, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. She has been with us before. She is the editor, actually, at The New American, one of the editors at The New American, and it is my sincere pleasure to welcome and say Happy New Year to Veronica Kirilenko. Veronica, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Greg. Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. I hope this year will be better than the previous one.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I think that there's reason to suggest that. I've mentioned this, and I guess it's going to be kind of a theme to in the program today. You know, last night God told America, take a knee. You know, when you stop and think about what happened last night, you know, we were talking about a little bit in the green room, you know, nearly 5 million people were watching last night's game. But the numbers grow exponentially because of social media, because of the news. You know, the news picked up this story, as it should have. And the image that you have, the predominant image is the Buffalo Bills gathered on the field, all on their knees praying, which I think is a good picture.
This is a very, it's a good picture that people, when they encounter such a tragedy of a very young person, of a very young, very healthy athlete, 24-year-old man in the peak of his shape, a professional athlete, just as healthy as it gets, collapses on the field of a heart attack. People start thinking about really important things, and they realize that the most precious gift that we'll have is a gift of life. And when they see such a young man lying and failing to breathe on his own, people just probably, they just, at the moments like this, people realize that there's nothing more important than being alive. Yeah. Because once you're not, there's nothing you can change. And the whole team and everyone who was on the fields, I was not watching the game. I'm not a fan of football, but today, but the news that I've seen today in the morning, it's just really, it was just really sad. But unfortunately, this is something that we see so often, and it's becoming a trend. Unfortunately, when very young people, athletes, performers, entertainers, collapse, and this is just this is just the people who are in the public eye all the time,
right?
And I'm thinking about all those whom we don't see, whose names we don't know, who are just everyday Americans, everyday people around the world who just die, die unexpectedly. And
they've now had to come up with a term for it, right? I mean, you know, we don't think about, they came up with that term, SID, sudden infant death syndrome. Well, having two children myself who were vax impacted, I understand that, and they didn't want to call it that with SID, right? They didn't want to suggest, it might be, you know, because these kids were getting vaccines, even though that really now the evidence indicates it is. Now we have so many that are having these kinds of problems that, as you said, yes, sudden adult death syndrome is what they're coming up with. Sad, and it is very sad.
Yeah, Pastor, for my work, I often interview medical doctors and scientists, mm-hmm. and one of them was Dr. Ryan Cole. I'm sure that you have heard his name. He is a director of the largest independent pathology lab in the state of Idaho. And he see all these cases of people who just collapse for no reason, and he said that it's such a tragedy to see so many young of them, and you know, dying of heart attacks, because you know, heart attacks and heart issues and all kinds of heart diseases, they usually affect older people. They right. don't affect young people. It never ever happens. I recently spoke with the former BlackRock manager, portfolio manager, Edward Dowd. He's also all over the alternative media, and he was one of the guys who testified, one of the experts who testified at the Senator Johnson's hearing back in December, along with Dr. Ryan Cole. And he said that at the
accident, and Thomas Renz as well was there for that.
Tom Renz was there. Doctors Robert Malone,
Dr. Peter McCullough.
Peter McCullough, yeah. Paul Meehan.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to. I didn't want to interrupt you. But yes, it was tremendous.
Edward Dowd, regarding the athletes, he said, he came up with this book called A Case Unknown, and we discussed that book. And he said that according to the official sources, annually 24 athletes die annually, 24 around the world. And now we're seeing 24 a month. So you can tell.
Well,
so,
let me read a quote real quick from Dr. McCullough regarding last night's event, and then I'd love to get your comment with regards to that. So this is what Dr. McCullough wrote. This is from a blog of Mohaj Ministries, and he writes, I watched the play live, both as a fan and a cardiologist, and I saw blunt neck and chest trauma, a brief recovery after the tackle, and then a classic cardiac arrest. I've communicated to one of the most experienced trainers in the world, and we agree that it was a cardiac arrest in the setting of a big surge of adrenaline. If Damar Hamlin indeed took one of the COVID-19 vaccines, then subclinical vaccine-induced myocarditis must be considered in the differential diagnosis. We have been told that he was successfully defibrillated on the field and has been intubated and is not spontaneously breathing, which is consistent with anoxic encephalopathy. The nation prays for his complete recovery. And then the Bills came out and said, Damar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest following a hit in our game versus the Bengals. His heartbeat was restored on the field, and he was transferred to the UC Medical Center for further testing and treatment. He's currently sedated and listed in critical condition.
Pastor, you know that even the federal government has actually acknowledged a link between the shots, mRNA shots of Pfizer and Moderna, and increased risk of myocarditis. The FDA explicitly added a warning to the mRNA vaccine, saying that young men are particularly at an increased risk of developing a heart condition after the vaccination. And this is what Dr. Peter McCullough has been warning. This is what Dr. Asim Malhotra from the UK has been warning. This is what Ryan Cole is seeing all over the place. And this is what Dr. Robert Malone is saying too, and has been saying for over a year now, mm-hmm. that young people just do not need. And this is what, by the way, Surgeon General of Florida, Joseph Latipo, is officially advising against young man receiving these Pfizer vaccines. Again, like you said, it's unknown whether Damar Hamlin was vaccinated, but as Peter McCullough said, it's very likely that he has been vaccinated. And
well, the press releases by the Buffalo Bills suggest that mm-hmm. they required that 100% of their players were vaccinated. That information has been going out overnight as well. So we don't mm-hmm. know for certain if he did take the vaccine, but we certainly do know. And I know, as a survivor of severe traumatic impact in a 55 mile an hour accident, you know, I developed a AFib as a direct result of that impact. So, you know, the blunt traumatic impact like that severe, there's already a risk to the heart. And then when you put an underlying circumstance like myocarditis, which goes along with the vaccine, these athletes that are out on the field right now that have taken this shot are potentially, with every hit, with every impact, are potentially putting their lives at further risk. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Veronica Kirilenko. One of the things I want to talk to you about in kind of shifting gears is, and I know because of your background with Russia and that situation, I want to get some of your insight into this and into the newest things that are going on regarding the Russia-Ukraine war that's taking place. And we'll be back with all of that and more coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, Know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me. And you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Veronica Kirilenko. The New American is where you can read her great articles and watch her interviews as well. She's got a new interview up from the 21st of December with Dr. Robert Malone, Understanding and Resisting Fifth Generation Warfare. Some of what she and I were just talking about regarding the vaccinations and things of that nature, and the mRNA and what that's doing, and the damage that it is doing to people, and why it's so important that we are praying, because I believe that God is the only one who can heal what has been done. He's the only one who can fix this. There's another situation that I know you are all too familiar with, and I really want to get some input from you in the second half of our interview here today, and that has to do with what's happening between Russia and the Ukraine, and I know that your background, your husband, you're from the Ukraine, these are your family. And they are seeing an intensification of the assault against their sovereignty by Russia. Talk to us about what's happening there.
Yes, sir. And part of my family still lives in Russia, so I have family living both in Russia and Ukraine, and people are suffering on both sides. You mentioned the intensification of attacks on Ukraine, but interestingly, Ukraine is starting attacking Russian territory as well. And this is definitely a new development in this war. And Greg, I'm sorry to say, and I'm sorry to see that, but it looks like that all sides' strategic incentives in the Ukraine war point towards continued conflicts in 2023, unfortunately. And it looks like the war's settlements will emerge from the battlefield and not primarily from negotiations. Russia is planning another offensive to solidify its territorial position and prepare for another year of war. It's very clear. And I was reading, it was not, I couldn't listen to that, honestly, about the what President Vladimir Putin had to say to Russian citizens. But he said that they will not surrender, they will not withdraw, they will not stop until the war is over and until Ukraine is captured. Mm. And he told some of the troops, young women and men, he said that until we have such brave, nice young men and women like you, the war will continue. Basically, saying that until we have people to fight with, we will not stop. So it is clear that the regime has no regard to human life and will continue sending more and more untrained young men to Ukraine. Russian troops lacking a clear picture of the overall campaign encountered, honestly, in Ukraine, unexpected resistance, and could not formulate reasonable tactical plans. And this is why the war that was supposed to be over in 2 to 3 days is still ongoing. And Greg, you see that Russia's current operational plan includes mainly two aspects. First, its strategic campaign is designed to cripple Ukraine's power infrastructure. This is something that we discussed a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. And the goal is, you see, threefold. goals. First, by doing so, Russia can sap Ukraine's morale and perhaps trigger more refugees. Second, Ukraine must choose between employing its limited anti-air capabilities to protect critical infrastructure or the military. The longer Russia's strategic strike campaign continues, the longer it can delay Ukraine's offensive. And third, by degrading Ukraine's power infrastructure, Russia can disrupt Ukrainian logistics and facilitate its own renewed offensive. So Russia's continuous pressure, you said that the fighting has intensified in some of the parts of the Ukraine, and it's true. So Russia's continuous pressure along the front line is also a delaying action on Ukraine's side. So Russian current pressure in the east near the city of Bakhmut is nowhere near as overwhelming as it was in the summer's Donbas offensive, but Ukraine must defend the current contact line or risk providing Russia a strong ground. So every Ukrainian unit committed to defending the new line is a unit unavailable for a major offensive. So by compelling Ukraine to defend everywhere, Russia complicates Ukrainian force concentration, thereby buying more time for itself. And of course, there's much talk, and I've discussed it with my friends about the future of a Russian offensive. So I think that Russian army likely has at minimum the political objective to conquer all of the Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson oblast. This is mostly southeast of the country. However, recrossing the Dnipro River will be exceptionally difficult, especially in cold months. Okay. So at a maximum, however, they could be ordered to subjugating Ukraine entirely. As untrained and unprepared as they are, there are 200,000 fresh Russian troops along the front. Wow. And given the high rate of Russian military attacks, Russia might try to destroy completely Ukraine's power system. And as Putin indicated, they might really press even harder. And this, of course, poses tremendous challenges for Ukrainian citizens.
Well, and we're going to run out of time here, but I mean, those are not the actions I would suggest of someone who is trying to liberate a people. You're not destroying that, you're not doing that level of destruction of infrastructure and the murder of innocent women and children when you're trying to liberate a people. The two don't mesh.
Now, in Ukraine and even in Russia, it is described as terrorism, because you do not target civilian infrastructure like you said, to liberate people or to inspire them to follow you, to follow your case. You,
right.
And I think it was Napoleon who said that you cannot sit on spears. to really govern people, you need to be respected.
Yes.
And how can you be respected if you're acting as a terrorist?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Veronica, thank you so much for that update. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing with us also about the medical issues as well. Please follow Veronica at The New American, and we look forward to your next visit with us here at Children Generation Radio. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you.
We'll be back with more Children Generation Radio. Michael Hambrick coming up right after this brief break. The Saul Alinsky tactics that are being used. The enemy is no longer without. The enemy is within. We'll talk about that coming up right after this brief break. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to encourage you, please be careful out there. Father, I just ask you to watch over everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them safe, keep them protected, and watch over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and I just ask, Father God, Lord, that you keep our entire state and every member of it safe, and all of those facing severe winter weather right now, keep everyone safe and protected. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.